Welcome to the Aquarimax audio show with Russ and Kim. We provide information on all kinds of aquarium-related topics.
This is episode 269, recorded October 5th, 2015.
Greetings, Aquarimaxers!
Hello, hello!
We are back.
From our trip.
Yeah, we took a trip.
To Florida.
Which
I don't remember if we told you that we were taking or not.
But we did. It was just this weekend. We left on Thursday afternoon, and we returned on Sunday afternoon. No, yes.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon, yes.
Yep.
So
it was short, but it was good, and just really tired. So yeah. If I yawn, please forgive me. Or if I fall asleep.
Okay.
But we'll, you wouldn't know because you can't see me, and Russ will wake me up.
Yeah, but the Florida trip actually had lots of fishy things.
It had very few sleeping things.
Yeah, we slept like, I don't know, 8 hours the whole time or something. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
but we'll
a little
tell you
more
about the fishy things in a minute.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about our contributor for the day.
Who's Joe in Hudsonville, Michigan. And he's very excited because he finally found his baby assassin snails. And so he sent in a picture of the baby assassin, the wee teeny baby assassin snail on the rock, which we can put up for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a sort of a non-aquarium related note, which is totally fine. And he says, snail good news comes on top of the fact that we just learned my wonderful oldest yellowhead, or his daughter, made the Run Disney website video. We're at about 20 seconds in. I know it doesn't have anything to do with aquariums, but I'm always just so proud.
And it's cool, I think, that, you know, he got to do that. And if you watch the video, I watched it. It said he's like, 20 seconds in? Yes. I watched that part of the video, and I think that's really cool. So we're going to put that on the webpage, and so you can check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's, you said Run Disney's like races.
Like a little marathon
little
for kids kind of
it's
thing.
Not a full marathon. Like.
Well, no, I don't think so, but.
But it's a kid-sized one, I guess. Yeah. So.
And let's see. What was the other thing I was going to say? He said he felt like me jumping up and down when he found baby assassin snails.
He did.
And he sent a picture in of the assassin snails. There's this triangular rock in his tank. And right, kind of on the left. No, it's the right side of the rock. At about the top third down, maybe. Right around there. There's a baby assassin snail that looks like it's a couple months old. They do that. They just suddenly, you see it.
They're just there all of a sudden.
So, that's very cool. Congratulations on the pitter-patter of one little foot.
One little foot?
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah.
Snail's foot.
I mean,
there may be other
just,
baby snails, too. I don't know.
It was just amusing.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Should we tell them a few things that we saw in Florida? We'll probably, like, edit together a little brief video
yes,
for
we are
going to
put a little video together. Because, okay, picture this. We were in Miami Beach. We're on which is an island. There's a causeway out to it, I guess, but it's an island if you haven't been there before. And we didn't have a car. We had transportation to the hotel and transportation away from the hotel, but Kelly's dance convention was in that hotel, and so
we just stayed in the hotel.
We stayed in the hotel and walked around it. I mean, it's right on the beach. Bang, smack on the beach, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought our snorkeling gear that we've kept all these years from Hawaii. And
it was really nice to swim with fins on again.
Oh, and the weather was marvelous. It was sunny. The water was beautifully warm for snorkeling in. It was perfect. And we got to see some fun critters. So we'll tell you about them really quickly. One, we got to see sea jellies, otherwise known as jellyfish. Popularly known as jellyfish, more correctly known as sea jellies.
A few different kinds.
We did. One reddish kind of
the big ones?
Type, yeah, that were quite large. Some
yeah,
of them
kind of reddish purple.
Were much bigger than a basketball. They were large. I mean, the biggest one I saw was probably, 18 inches? Maybe 20? I don't know. It was big. There were a lot of them. And I actually ran right into one when I was snorkeling. Looking to the side. And then I turned around and wham, it was right there. And I got stung on the side of my face. It didn't get me where my mask was, luckily, because it kind of bounced off my mask. But one of the tentacles got me on the left side of my face, kind of my upper cheek area. And it stung for a while. It wasn't too bad. But that's the first time I've ever been stung by a jellyfish. Don't really recommend it. And my cousin was there too. It's kind of fun because I've referred to him as Web Guru John before. It's probably been a while since I have. He helps me with the website whenever I run into a technical problem because he's an expert in that sort of thing. And
they were there too.
They were there too because his wife has danced with Kelly for a long time, and so it kind of worked out nicely. It was kind of a vacation, and you know, John and I have been friends since we were like
three,
maybe even earlier, and the whole time. So it's fun when we get to do things together, and we were all there together. So John and I, when they were doing their dance convention-y stuff, a lot of it, we were out snorkeling and looking for critters, and it was fun. So we saw the big red jellies that were in the ocean on the big side of the ocean. There was another bay on the other side of the hotel. So one side is just the ocean. There it is. And the other side, it was this little bay that was kind of greenish with algae. It looked
like a river, kind of.
It kind of looked like a river, but I looked at the map, and it was just a bay. It just happened to be a long, skinny bay. Mm-hmm. And anyway, in there, we found some other things. We found, actually, I can't remember one of the jellyfish. It was in the bay or the water, but it was a more transparent looking.
The whitish transparent ones, I saw those in the actual ocean, but I think we may have seen one in the bay too.
I don't remember now, but we saw that, and then you found that one that looked, it was very
thick,
opaque,
yeah,
and thick, and it had a funny pattern on it, and I got some good video of that one. That was the jellyfish we got best on video. We got two different one of the jellyfish on video, I think, and we got photos of the red ones, but we didn't have an underwater camera or anything. I wish we had, because we got to look at those jellyfish up really close, and it was fun, and there were a lot of them, actually. The first day, there were tons of them. The second day, not so many. You saw, I don't know, a few of them, but we saw tons of them the first day when you were doing your convention stuff. And anyway, this other opaque one looked kind of like a shuttlecock for badminton. I can never say that word. Badminton. I don't know why I can't say it. Okay.
Because it's spelled funny and they don't say it how they spell it.
Yes. But that's what it looked like. And it was
like
fun.
Badminton, like wearing a naughty glove.
An evil glove. There you go. And so we took video of that and we'll show you. So those are the jellies. Oh, and John got stung on the shoulder too. I think it was probably the same jelly. Because at one point he didn't see one and I did, and we were both under the water. And I pushed him out of the way so that he wouldn't get it. And I think that was a different time from when I got stung, actually. But anyway, I think he got stung at that point. It was too late. I'd already gotten him by the time I pushed him out of the way.
They weren't too bad, though.
No, they weren't severe. It was just like a burning sensation.
Couldn't even see it.
That lasted, I don't know, half an hour or something. We went and talked to the lifeguard before we got stung because there were so many jellyfish out that first day. We just said, how severe are the stings from this particular type of jellyfish? And he said, that's not too bad. If you do get stung, you can come up and get some vinegar from us, and you can put it on it, and that'll help. But it's nothing to be worried about, so we didn't worry about it too much. Anyway, we had some sea jelly occasions. There were these isopods that were amazing. That they were the ones that lived on the pillars of the piers, and they were really fast, incredibly fast. They would run underwater and back out of the water, just. It was like seamless.
Indiscriminately.
Like it was like they couldn't even tell that they were going from one medium to the other. It was really weird. And they were kind of cool. I liked them. They had little, some of them had yellow spots on them. Some of them got to be like 1.5-2 inches long. They were big. And others were quite a bit smaller, but they were fun. And I got some video of those, and I'll put those in the video. There was a terrestrial crab. You know, there are quite a few crabs that have a fairly terrestrial lifestyle, and we found one. John and I lifted up this big piece of what was once coral, I guess, big piece of base rock. Mm. It was huge. It's like as big as the ottoman. And so it was pretty heavy. But we lifted that up, and there was this terrestrial crab under it. That
we
was
got
fun.
A good video.
I got a video of it climbing on me. It didn't pinch me. It was very gentlemanly of it not to pinch me after I had picked up its home. Probably shouldn't have done that in retrospect, but anyway. Naughty me.
It's okay.
We released the crab, of course, and put its home back where it was, and then released it. So Anyway, did that. There were iguanas, big feral iguanas. The first day we got really close to them, got some good photos and video, and then the next day they were up in the trees, but we spotted them, didn't we? You got to see them.
That was neat.
And there were these little fish. I think they were pipefish. I'm not entirely sure, but I think they were pipefish. They were all over in the bay part of the water. They were probably, most of them were about 2 or 3 inches long. They varied in color. Some of them were orange, some of them were yellow, some of them were green. But they were all over around the surface of the water, and they looked very much like a pipefish. They were very nervous. If you got close to them, they would dart really fast. Sometimes they would jump straight out of the water. It was crazy. But they also looked like little pieces of grass, and there were lots of this, you know,
seagrass
or whatever it was growing there, and other plant rubble and debris, and they would float along with it and just blend in. But if you looked carefully, you could spot them. And then if they saw you get close to them, they would dart somewhere else. And it was really fun to see them. And we got video of several of them. So we'll put that up. I was quite intrigued with those. We followed those around for quite a while, trying to get a good video of them. And I think the piscine highlight, there were several others. I mean, there was at one point, John and I were snorkeling, and this large school of fish, at least 50 fish, about, I don't know, the fish were 6 or 8 inches long each, and they had blue stripes, and they were yellow. We think they may have been blue stripe snappers. And they just went right under us. This whole big school just kept going and going and going. It was kind of fun. Maybe more than 50 fish. I don't know. We didn't count, but that was fun to see. But the highlight was probably when, and unfortunately no one else got to see it as close up as I did. John kind of saw it from above the water because he didn't have his snorkel on at the time, and he saw something going on underwater. But I was looking straight down, and all of a sudden this big spotted eagle ray came right under me. I was in about maybe 6 feet deep, and this thing just scooted along the bottom right under me, and it was had these white spots all over it, had a really long tail. And in all the years of snorkeling in Hawaii, I don't think I ever encountered a ray. I don't recall having done so. So that was amazing to see that ray right there. And of course, I didn't have an underwater camera. I have no photographic record of it, but it was fun.
I believe you.
It was really fun. And let's see. We did see lots of other creatures, and I got photos of various ones. We'll probably put some of those in the video, too. We have anoles and millipedes and all kinds of things. But those were some of the piscine highlights of the trip. The little bay apparently was frequented by manatees. We didn't see any, unfortunately, but it's apparently a place where they come a lot because there were signs up all over around them about not to harass them and things like that. So that was it. I think it was fun. And if you're ever in Miami Beach, you can check out some of the same things we checked out. It was really fun. So I think that's it for this week. So, may the fish
be with you.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Aquarimax Audio Show. For additional episodes, please visit aquarimax.com. To leave comments or questions that could be featured on an upcoming podcast, leave a message at 801-477-0629 or email us at info@aquarimax.com.